Muammar Gaddafi was the third dictator toppled by the Arab Spring and the first to meet a violent end. In Syria, a nine-month uprising shows no signs of faltering. When Syria's government expelled international journalists to prevent coverage of the protest movement there, a group of Syrian activists relayed information from inside the country to help reporters. One of those activists was Alexander Page, an alias he used for his safety. Many international media outlets cited him, as did NPR News, and now he's been forced to leave Syria after his identity was compromised, putting his life at risk, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Let's begin this story with a meeting on a busy street in Cairo, coordinated by cell phone. I came to meet Alexander Page to see firsthand the price Syrian activists pay for talking to the media. I knew his voice, but not his real name or his face. His last interview with NPR played a part in unraveling his identity to Syria's secret police. He was commenting on pro-government internet hackers known as the Syrian Electronic Army. And here's what he said in an internet interview on Skype.
People have to see that the Syrian Electronic Army is capable of getting hold of activists through what they're doing.
I waited outside a landmark Cairo hotel. Then a young man approached. "I'm Rami Jarrah," he said, smiling, the activist behind the alias of Alexander Page. He had to flee the country after a warning. He was on an arrest list of the Syrian secret police.
And it was just a good thing that I was informed. Last Friday, the house was raided.
So you had to get out?
Yeah, I did.
Syrian activists can be arrested for simply talking to journalists. Alexander Page had given hundreds of interviews over the web.
So they basically found out that I was doing that, and they'd considered me a spy.
The NPR interview on pro-government internet hacking was noted by Syrian state television, he explained. His comments were reported but twisted to benefit the regime.
They changed that whole thing, and they basically just said that Alexander Page admits to NPR that his page had been hacked by the Syrian government, and that they basically won the fight.
The story raised his profile as online activist Alexander Page. He thought he was safe. He'd never revealed his real name to journalists, not even to activists in Syria. But he had a contact who discovered the alias Alexander Page was no longer a safe cover.
For some reason, the Syrian intelligence found out who I was. And we just checked coincidentally. And the person who checked didn't even know my real name. And he said, "Is your name Rami Jarrah?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Leave the country now." So within about 3 hours, I was at the border.
He now works out of an office in Cairo. He posts comments to Facebook and Twitter.
This is the live stream.
He took part in a demonstration at the Syrian embassy in Cairo and a sit-in at the Arab League when foreign ministers met to consider measures to stop the government crackdown. Before the protest began, Rami Jarrah was a successful businessman with a comfortable life, but he says he joined the protest movement early. Demanding freedom on the streets of Damascus stoked his hopes.
It's just this drive to be able to say freedom, basically.
The government response fueled his rage.
I did witness a massacre in central Damascus. I saw people being gunned down, and I think that moment was unbelievable. I can't explain it. And to see that and then turn my back is impossible. I think you'd be senseless to be able to see that and not want to work with these people or help these people.
His work is now outside the country, but he says he feels guilty for leaving others to face the risks on the streets. The latest news, a friend was shot in Damascus while trying to escape arrest.
Are you depressed about where this is going?
I'm depressed every day that people are dying, but I'm not depressed in general. Barriers have been broken. People around the world now know that Syrians aren't just stupid people who don't know that their government is controlling them. And I'm glad that people know that now there's a difference between the government and the people.
Rami Jarrah has left his country, but he's not been silenced. He now gives interviews openly, and he'll continue to write the words of that man known on the web as Alexander Page. Deborah Amos, NPR News.